Human remains taken from a cemetery in Monaghan have been sent for examination after a grave was exhumed by experts searching for Joe Linsky, a member of the group known as the Disappeared. The exhumation was carried out after new information came to light. It said the time frame coincided with the disappearance of Joe Linsky, an IRA member and a former Cistercian monk. Our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley joins us now from Monaghan. Conor, what's the latest from the scene there?
Well, it's a fairly evocative scene here just at the moment, I have to say, because there's a thick blanket of mist falling over St Michael's Church and the adjacent graveyard here at Aniala, just outside Clontibret in County Monaghan. There's a row of frost-encrusted trees up the side of the graveyard, so it is a pretty evocative scene here this morning. This is the location where that team from the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains came yesterday and spent most of the day here. They concentrated on a single family grave on the brow of the hill in the graveyard here, and they opened that up and they took exhumed all the human remains that were within it. Now, the Commission say that they had done that because they'd received information about suspicious activity at a grave here in 1970s, and when they cross-referenced that with some information they already had about the disappearance of Joe Linsky, they decided it was necessary to go ahead and seek an exhumation order, which they then did. And then, as I say, they spent most of the day here yesterday carefully removing the human remains from the grave. Just a little about Joe Linsky, as you described him there. He's a former Cistercian monk who then went on to join the IRA, a Belfast man. He was abducted and murdered in 1972 as a result of some kind of internal feud within the IRA. The story goes it was something to do with a relationship which had gone sour.
So what happens next then in this process?
Well, effectively, all the remains that were taken from here yesterday have been taken off for forensic analysis. I suppose effectively what they're going to be doing is looking for any kind of potential DNA match with the DNA of Joe Linsky. I mean, the Disappeared Commission has been looking for Joe Linsky for some considerable time. He only went on the list of the disappeared in 2010. Mm-hmm. He wasn't on the original list, which was brought out way back in 2000 or so. So, as I say, the Commission has looked for him, though, on a couple of occasions, though not around here, it has to be said. There were a couple of unsuccessful searches in County Meath. Now, the parish priest of St Michael's Church here, we spoke to him this morning very briefly. He didn't want to say anything publicly about it, and he simply referred us back to the press office of the Disappeared Commission. But the Commission has said to us that effectively they don't know how long that identification DNA profiling process is going to take. So it could be a matter of days, it could be a matter of weeks. We just simply don't know at this stage how long it will be before we know whether or not the exhumation and the operation that happened here yesterday is in fact the conclusion of a kind of a 52-year mystery, really, it has been about the fate and the location of Joe Linsky.
And in the meantime, the Linsky family continues to wait. Has anybody from the family said anything today?
We heard this morning that the family were being described as cautiously optimistic, although obviously, as I said, there have been previous searches, so they have been disappointed before. I actually spoke to a niece called Maria Linsky earlier this month. There was a commemoration at Stormont. They have an annual march to try and keep the remaining members of the disappeared in the public consciousness. And Maria Linsky told me that, in fact, the family had been lied to, effectively, over the years about Joe Linsky's whereabouts. The family were told that he had gone off to the United States. And in fact, on one occasion, a relative who had gone out to the States to attend an event was told at that event that he had just missed Joe. Now, Marie Linsky said today that she's very nervous about the coming period while we're awaiting, obviously, the results of the DNA profiling process, and she's hoping not to be disappointed again. And the Linskys are in a diminishing number of families, although there are still four families left from the disappeared who have been left waiting. The remaining 13 members of the disappeared have been recovered over the years.
Conor, thanks indeed. That was Conor McCauley, our Northern correspondent, who's in County Monaghan this lunchtime. We'll be back with more in just a moment.